Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. In 2017, we're celebrating 25 years of helping people win. Today, we have a great word from Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, would you let us know? Send us an email at story@gutschurch.com.
If you have your Bibles, go to Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10, a very, very familiar passage of scripture here. But Nehemiah here, and you look at you could study this and you could research this a little bit and just see what Nehemiah was going through, and that's why this is very appropriate. But verse 10, Nehemiah 8:10, then he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those whom nothing is prepared, for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow." Now listen, "for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Okay, now listen, you've heard that so many times, but listen, tonight I'm gonna connect it in a way I think that you're gonna notice from Sunday, that the joy of the Lord is my strength. My strength isn't necessarily how much money I make or what my bank account is, what my intellect is, what my background is, what my career is, what my relationships are. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And see, what's interesting is it's connected with who God is. You know, it's interesting because, when I think about this relational aspect, you know, it's not a religion, it's a relationship. But you have to understand, there's nothing social about a relationship with God. Nothing. Okay, so it's different than every other relationship or relational experience you have with anybody, because the social aspect of it doesn't fit. And see, there's things in God's word that intertwine. You know, there's people in this church, and it's just so amazing. Even at the date night last Sunday night, I experienced it. There's people in this church that my life is intertwined with their destinies. You know, it's so interesting. It's like, oh my goodness. You know, just because of the role that I have in people's lives, the office that I walk in the local church, that what God does, and he does this in all of our lives, is he intertwines our lives together. You know, you see that in marriage. You know, when you look at it, Sandy is truly my heart. You know, but I could take her for granted, and I could take our relationship and our love for granted. And you know, I look at it and I think, but the bottom line is I'm intertwined with her. You know, you think about it, that we're Bill and Sandy. You know, we're the Shears. I can't work independent of her. That doesn't work. Well, see, with God, it's even in another level. You know, my life that I continually, and the better you get at walking this walk out, you have to bring the principle, the scripture in, that you have to decrease so that he can increase. Because see, this is all about increase. See, everything about the kingdom is about increase, is about overflow, is about elevation, is about promotion, everything. It's not just your finances. See, we'll talk about it, man, 2017 is going to be a year of increase. It's like, well, heck yeah, because everything in the kingdom is about increase. Everything in the kingdom is about growth. Everything in the kingdom about it is about advancement. I hope you're writing this down. See, it's all about advancement. It's all about increase. It's all about overflow. God wants to pour out a blessing upon your life that you're unable to contain. It's so great. Now you think about that, it's like, oh my goodness, what does God want from me? God wants you to be a blessing. So everything, I'm telling you, I have expectations of Sandy. I have expectations of T. Cole. You know, if they meet my expectations, that's normal. If they don't, that's disappointing. So every relationship we have, do you understand? God has expectations of you. God has expectations of me. I guarantee you, man, God's not pleased if I just get up and wing it. God's not pleased if I'm just going through the motions. God's not pleased if I throw some stuff out and tell some jokes and or tell some stories that are relevant. Man, what pleases God, listen, is my focus upon Him and my intent about my life and the preparation that I'll put in. Listen, because if we're prepared, man, opportunities are going to be very clear to us. And then just the idea, the follow through in our lives. I see so many people, you guys that own businesses or you guys that manage people. Man, follow through is everything. Man, just clocking in on time, that's, oh my goodness. Man, they learned that in kindergarten or first grade or second grade. But now it's, man, clock in and follow through. Clock in and, man, do your job and get it done right and excel at it. Man, get better. See, there's that, the follow through of our life is so important. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about tonight is the follow through of God's love. Let's go to the book of John. And we were there Sunday, but the book of John, chapter 15 and verse 11, the earlier in the chapter, it's all about his love. But now, listen, there's a that dovetails. These things I've spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be what? Okay, you guys finish this verse, okay? That my joy may remain in you and your joy may be
full.
Think about this. But when's the last day of your life where your joy was full? When's the last day? Let me give you, I've got an illustration. I've become one of those guys. So talk amongst yourselves for a minute, but I'm fixing to change the joy level in my life, okay? And it's gonna be clear and it's gonna be pronounced. What's up? I'm just telling you, my joy just got real. My joy, I'll tell you what the most important, one of the most important times of my day, and I do it every day, is I FaceTime with Charleston. And I love it because when that, it's a distinctive ring. Yeah. Can you say mama? Can you say dada? Can you say dada? Say mama. You see a bunch of people. But no. Here's the icing on the cake. Can I have one little kiss? No, these people don't. Here, think of me right now. Hey, can I have one little kiss? I'm not even going to wipe it off. But I'm just telling you, my joy level is like, oh my gosh. I have to wipe it off, it's dripping. My joy level is over the top. It's just amazing. See, Sandy's the love of my life, but I'll tell you what, this is a, that's Queenie. Come here, Queenie. Do you know her? Oh. But listen, it's so similar to me. It became so clear to me. I'm like, wait a second. This love that God has for us, man, it dovetails into his joy. And what does that joy become? And it's our strength. So it's his love, and then it dovetails into his joy. But listen, it's all like this. See, I don't think that there's Christians that fall out of love with God. I just think Christians wax cold because it's a joyless relationship with God. I think it's a joyless marriage. It's not, man, it's not a loveless marriage. It's a joyless marriage. And see, and I think that the bottom line with it is that there's an ignorance that people have walked in just thinking, yeah, I'm a Christian, nothing's different. It's not social, it's not carnal, it's not worldly. It's not, let me tell you what God's gonna do. Man, God's gonna lead you every time. Listen, to green pastures and fresh water and shelter every single time. I'm just telling you that If you're in a local church, you are intertwined in people's lives. You're intertwined in my life. See, and you'll think, well, we've never had lunch. I know. Well, we've never done anything socially. I know. And we may never, because it's not social. That's not why you're here. There are some social needs that we all have. But I'm just telling you, man, this is spiritual. This is who we really are. See, we're spirit beings. But you know what? Man, God gives us people in our lives, things in our lives for us to enjoy, and that becomes social. But listen, the joy of our life, the strength of our life is all bound in God's love. And here's what the Bible says. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. And then think about the list. My goodness. Man, research that. Do a little, man, before you go to bed tonight, just think, okay, what did Paul have to deal with that tried to separate him from the love of God? And none of it could. But let me just tell you, we look at it, and what God's given us in Philippians 2:9, he said, look, man, I'm giving you this name that's above every name, everything that can be named. Man, I'll tell you, when I was a relatively new Christian, I had this thought. I thought, man, I'd hear people and they'd say, well, you know, I've got a condition. They're trying to figure out what it is. And that's bad news, okay, when they're trying to figure out what's wrong with you. But then the next time I saw them, they said, well, they decided it was a tumor, it was cancer. And I just thought, man, that's great news. I thought this, and I think it just came out of my mouth. Because sometimes when you have a thought that's so revolutionary to your thinking, it just comes out of your mouth, it gets through the filter. And I thought, man, that's great news, which is an oxymoron to someone having cancer. Unless you know that Jesus is a name above every name, as soon as they name that thing, it had to slide under and submit to the name of Jesus. Are you with me on that? See, and we understand. So now the joy of the Lord is my strength. My strength isn't in how much money I make or how much security in the world I have. Man, I'll tell you. If everything in the world's against the church, which at the end of the day, it's going to be, unless it's submitted to Jesus, it's not going to take you down. A dip in the economy isn't going to take you down. Do you know, here's what's interesting. Everybody talks about the transfer of wealth. Remember, I don't know if they still do, but they talked about this massive transfer of wealth. And I thought about that, a recession hit America, and it was even a global recession. And all the media was talking about all these people that were losing money. And it hit me, I thought, that means someone's gaining money. Because that money isn't just evaporating. That money isn't just going nowhere. And I think some of it might have, but I think by and large, I'm not saying God willed that in 2008, the whole housing deal here in America, but I'm just telling you that I believe that when the valley comes, man, we fear no evil. Because God, you're with me, no matter what. And see, we've got to have that kind of, it's a weird how I think sometimes, but we've got to have that kind of punctuation in our life. You know, it's like texting now. If you want to bring a tone, you put things in all caps. That's either you're mad or you're excited or you add some exclamation points. And you know, I look at this and I just think in my life, what's the punctuation of my life? In Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the second verse, another very, very familiar passage. And I'm linking all this to God's love. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Do you believe that? Do you really, truly believe that Jesus, then I would be where he has preached as much as I can. Because the just live by faith. I wouldn't be of many teachers if I were you. I would discipline myself on the internet and I'd be careful about everything that I was listening to. But I'll tell you this, somewhere that my destiny was intertwined is somewhere I would be paying attention to it. The author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He's sitting down at the right hand of the throne of God. Listen, making intercession for you, pleading your case. I'm telling you, you paying attention to the preaching of God's word matters to God, because that's who Jesus is. The word made flesh. And he dwelt among us, but now sits at the right hand of God. For the joy that was set before him endured the cross. For the joy that was set before him, it's like, oh my gosh. Man, there might be a little bit of pain involved, especially socially. Man, there might be, you may not be on the A-list. Man, you become a pastor and you don't drink. New Year's Eve is an overrated holiday. Because it's awkward. You're not going to have a throwdown and invite Bill Shear, are you? And how did I become that guy? I used to be the life of the party. I was the party. The party didn't happen till I showed up. Ain't no party like one of my parties, but see, we have to look at our lives now and understand that we're going to take some hits. There's some things, there's some angles that, you know what? We're not squeezing every bit of a deal out. I determined early on, before I had any money to spend, that I was going to be the king of leaving money on the table. I did not want to be the ruthless, cutthroat, squeeze every nickel out of every deal guy. But I also don't negotiate. I have a number. Man, that number meets your expectation, then we've got a deal. That's how I operate. I'm not going to go back and forth. I'm not going to try to work you. And I'll tell you, you'll say, well, what does the word say about that? Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Yes or no. And see, and in that, man, Sandy and I've never bounced a check, never been late on a payment, never been upside down, never been in debt. Man, we're at a place now that God's showing us ways that we could probably pay off the mortgage of this church by the end of the year. That's outside the capital campaign. That's outside the other improvements that we're going to do. Man, the whole thing. And I'm telling you, and I know in my spirit, when the church is paid off, my home will be paid off. That's how God does it. That's how this works for all of us. Why? Because our destinies are intertwined. But I owe this much, or, oh, I did. No, let me just tell you, man, God's love dovetails us to God's joy. His joy puts us in a position of strength. Proverbs 3:5 is real simple. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Man, he's going to make your path great. But listen, I was reading that I'd probably been a Christian 3 or 4 months, maybe not even that long. And I came across this verse. I'd never heard it before. You know, because you don't hear everything in just a couple months. But I'd never heard this before. And I think someone told me, they said, listen, you should read a proverb every day. Because there's 30 or 31 days in the month and there's 31 proverbs. So just read a proverb every day. So I did it. So it must have been a third of some month. And I was reading this scripture and it said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And somehow in my spirit, I knew I was to read it again. So I read it a second time, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And it's starting to sink. It's starting to sink into my spirit. And I was prompted to read it a third time. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And God said, ever. And wow, it was powerful. Man, don't ever lean to your own understanding. Put your trust not in your judgment, not in how you see things, not in how you feel things, but you trust in the Lord. And let me just tell you, I'm determined to pastor a church that isn't trying to hear from God, that isn't looking to hear from God, but a church that truly hears from God. That if God's spoken to you to go to Peru, you're going to do it. If God's spoken to you about the legacy campaign, you're going to do it. If God's spoken to you to start putting money away, maybe for a Haiti trip, then you're going to do it. You're not going to be somebody that, it's interesting because Kennedy's going on a mission trip this summer. And it's college kids. College kids run it. They're leaders. And I think she's going to the United Kingdom. And she was in a meeting this past week, and these people were, these people that were there were talking about their finances. And they have to turn in half by this time. And Kennedy's been saving and raising money and didn't go to anybody in the church, nothing like that. And she said she's sitting there, and the people of this trip, these college kids, they were saying, "Oh my gosh, it's hard, man. I'm a college kid. I don't know where this money's going to come in and how it's going to come in. And I got to have half by next week. And man, it just looks bleak. But God's in control. You know, God's able, you know, to switch like this." And she said, with everything in her, and this is what happens when you're raised in this environment. I think you're going to stumble once in a while. You're going to make mistakes once in a while. You're going to flesh once in a while. But at the end of the day, I'm telling you, you're going to know what God's voice is. You're going to know what God's will is. And she said, with everything in me, I want to say, stop it. Our God's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what we can ask her. That's what she's telling me. And she's doing this with her hands. It's like I was back at an AC/DC concert. Yeah, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ask or think. And I'm just looking and I'm thinking, I'm so thankful my life is intertwined with her destiny. I'm so thankful. Man, some of you guys that are, man, you don't know how valuable you are to God and to the kingdom, just greeting people. Man, I hear Jeremy Bedell, and we all know and love Jeremy and love life because Jeremy's a part of it. But man, Jeremy's working the crosswalk, I think, last week. And I just thought about it. I just had the image. I didn't see him out there, but I had the image in my heart of Jeremy working the crosswalk. I'm just thinking, all he's doing is weaving his life into people's destinies out there. People greeting at the door, people parking cars in the parking lot, people seating people. Man, no way that you come into church and don't give God a chance to weave you into the fabric, because it's going to help your destiny. Because these are people that hear from God. See, it's his love. It's his joy. It's my strength. It's his love. It's his joy. Jesus said, I'm going to give you my joy. And your joy is going to be full. I'm going to give you, that means it's going to be more joy than you need. Will you do me a favor? Will you give every bit of your volition to live in a joy-filled life? No more joyless marriage, no more joyless relationships, no more joyless purpose. See, I think that's why people don't understand their purposes, because there's no joy in it. What Jesus said is, for the joy that was set before him, he got to his purpose. Jesus was born to die for me. That's why he was born. That's why it was an immaculate conception. That's why it caused so much turmoil. His entire life was turmoil. Why? Because it was destiny. And his destiny set the stage for my relationship with God to be intertwined with my destiny now. And oh my goodness, I don't care what kind of, God's going to put up guardrails, but I don't care what kind of roadblocks the world puts up. You got to remember that 26 years ago, well-meaning, high-level people in this community made it a point to tell me, please don't do what you're saying you're going to try to do, because better men than you have tried to do it. And you know what? I'd leave those meetings thinking, man, he just paid for my lunch at Southern Hills Country Club to tell me he was concerned about it. I better take heed to that. But then you know what? There were enough people that were intertwined in my life to keep me straight in my destiny. It's huge. Lives are changed. 250,000 souls later. I'll be real honest with you. I hope I'm fanning you in heaven. I hope I'm waiting on your table in heaven. I hope that's the kind of reward that's in front of you. Our God's a great God. Man, as noisy as the world gets, God just needs us to reach people.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.